It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. The Chicago Police Department will be getting a hand from out-of-state officers during the upcoming NATO summit, which is expected to draw protesters to the city. Department spokeswoman Melissa Stratton says officers from Milwaukee, Charlotte, Mecklenburg, North Carolina, and Philadelphia will be in Chicago to help. The Philly Police Department will send 67 officers. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey started his career in the Chicago Police Department, and last year he had been in talks with the then-mayor-elect Rahm Emanuel about possibly taking the top job in Chicago, though Ramsey ultimately decided to stay in Pennsylvania. The out-of-state officers join Illinois State Police troopers and officers from suburban Chicago who have been asked to supplement Chicago's police force. Members of the Illinois National Guard will also be on hand. The NATO summit's scheduled for Sunday and Monday. While police are preparing to provide security for protests, some Chicagoans are rolling out a welcome mat for the protesters themselves. We'll have more on that at 12:45. Governor Pat Quinn is stepping up his support for allowing gay marriage in Illinois. The Democrat says he'll work with state legislators to make it a reality. Quinn adds that he doesn't want to wait for the courts to act first. On Monday, Quinn told reporters that Illinois should show the nation it's a state that believes in respecting everyone.
I think in Illinois, we are able to show the nation that we are a state that believes in respecting everyone. Everyone has dignity and rights, and I think it's important that we show all the people of America what the land of Lincoln's all about.
Quinn helped get civil unions approved last year in the legislature, but has long given vague answers when asked about gay marriage. Explaining his evolution, Quinn said civil unions have worked well over the past year and that he now plans to push for what he calls marriage equality. Last week, after President Obama endorsed gay marriage, Quinn released a statement saying, quote, he stands with the president. Indiana's acting chief justice will take over the state Supreme Court's top job. A state panel voted today to make Brent Dixon Indiana's first new chief justice in 25 years. The 70-year-old Dixon is the longest-serving member of the five-member court and has been the acting chief justice since Randall Shepard retired in March. Dixon grew up in northwestern Indiana's Hobart and was an attorney in Lafayette when Republican Governor Robert Orr appointed him to the Supreme Court in 1986. Dixon will be leading a court in transition. It's expected this fall to receive its third new justice in less than 2 years, after no turnover for more than a decade. It's been 3 years since a law was passed in Illinois legalizing video gambling, but state gaming board officials say everything should be in place to allow licensed establishments to start hosting video gambling machines later this year, and local governments are gearing up as well. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
In Champaign, the city council will vote tonight on a proposal to revise its gambling ordinance to allow video gaming. City Attorney Fred Staven says most gambling is currently banned in Champaign, but the city council can make exceptions if it wants to.
For many years, the city has had on the books an exception for the lottery, for instance, in a gambling ordinance, and this simply is to add the video gaming to this as well. It's a cleanup provision.
Meanwhile, the Savoy Village Board has begun discussing whether or not it will allow legal video gambling, a discussion that will continue at a meeting next month. Villages and cities in Illinois may bar video gaming from their territory, and counties may do so for unincorporated areas, but if they do so, they will not receive any tax revenue from the machines. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
The Urbana City Council ramped up pressure last night to keep the Police Training Institute open at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
University of Illinois officials want to close the Police Training Institute because of funding issues, but Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing says that would be a mistake. The city council unanimously passed a resolution to maintain the Training Institute on the U of I campus. Speaking before Monday night's council vote, Prussing included a provision in the resolution to study alternative funding sources for PTI.
There is no increase proposed here in this resolution. There is no $25 increase. It would be the same rate that it is now. But instead of shifting what goes currently to PTI to a new academy, keep it at PTI.
There has been talk about sending PTI trainees to a new facility at Western Illinois University. The U of I's Board of Trustees is expected to vote by the end of the month to close the Training Institute. Meanwhile, the Champaign County Board will take up a resolution tonight in support of it. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
The Danville School Board is mulling over changing its grade scale for elementary and middle schools so that they reflect what's being followed at the high school level. Superintendent Mark Denman says the city's middle and elementary schools have a grading scale where a 92% falls to a B, an 85% drops to a C, and a 76% goes to a D. He says several years ago, Danville High School adopted a 10-point grading scale, and now most of the other schools in Danville want to follow it.
The high school made the change to be consistent with the colleges and the lion's share of other high schools. I think the majority of the support for the change in elementary and middle school is that we're consistent district-wide. The boys and girls and parents know what an A is, what a B is, and it's consistent throughout our district.
The Danville School Board will bring up the issue again at its meeting on May 23rd. The acting warden at a central Illinois prison is on leave pending an investigation, and a special prosecutor has been appointed in his case, but officials aren't providing any details. Stacy Solano of the Illinois Department of Corrections Monday told the Bloomington Pantograph that a special prosecutor will handle the case against Pontiac Correctional Center's acting warden Randy Pfister, but Solano officials at the prison and the Livingston County State's Attorney's Office would not discuss the case. Illinois State Police arrested Pfister on Thursday on suspicion of unlawful restraint, but he has not been charged with a crime. A message left by the Associated Press at a phone number listed in his name was not returned today. Court officials say Pfister's case file is closed to the public. And a federal judge has declined to throw out wiretap evidence against a former Indianapolis businessman charged in a $200 million fraud case. Judge Jane Magnus Stinson on Monday denied Tim Durham's motion to suppress evidence, rejecting his arguments that the FBI had failed to show probable cause before obtaining permission for the wiretaps. Prosecutors say wiretap transcripts show how Durham and his business partners discussed ways to hide from investors the fact that Akron, Ohio-based Fair Finance was running out of money in 2009. Defense attorney John Tompkins tells the Indianapolis Star the transcripts released by prosecutors are misleading. He says the FBI recorded more than 1,800 phone conversations but filed transcripts of only 19. Durham's trial is scheduled to start